Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast, episode 29. We are on the second part of how to transform your life in 30 days. So how are your goals and habits from last week coming along? If you haven't already listened to last week's episode, then turn this one off right now and go to episode 28. Otherwise, you're not going to get the full benefit from this 30-day transformation. So maybe when you were clicking into this episode, you noticed that it said part two. So just go ahead and go back to part one. That way, I make sure that you get everything out of this that you possibly can. So in this episode, we're going to talk about some really important mindset shifts that you're going to make, that you're going to need to make in order to be successful, not only in the next 30 days with this 30-day challenge, but with everything that you do in life, because without the mindset work, then all of it is kind of pointless. So this week's episode is sponsored by the Self-Love Challenge, because if you don't love yourself or have self-compassion, then you'll have a really hard time doing anything else well. So in the Self-Love Challenge, the 10-day Self-Love Challenge, you'll learn how to make peace with yourself, how to understand your inner voices, and learn how they can best support you instead of fighting against you all the time. How to make the best of bad body image days. What do you do when you just feel paralyzed by not liking what you see in the mirror? What do you do on those days? The Self-Love Challenge will tell you. Learn how to understand and take action on your own needs. I know that you're probably filling up everybody else's cup, but what about your cup? You'll also learn how to set healthy boundaries in relationships. So are you letting people walk all over you? You'll learn how to give yourself permission to have things that you've always desired. So stop holding yourself back. That's also mindset work, girlfriend. How to prioritize your time and your commitments so you don't feel like you're flailing all over the place and whenever anybody asks how you're doing, you just say, I'm busy. How to incorporate fun into your day so you don't just feel like, I just turned 29 and I have this bad habit of telling people I'm old. If you incorporate fun into your everydays, then you'll feel a lot less old. Then you'll learn how to practice self-care in order to feel your best each day. So sign up for the Self-Love Challenge by visiting laurenkepler.com or clicking the link in the show notes. Okay, sorry, I had to adjust my chair. You probably heard it creaking. So I just scooted up closer to the mic so that it's not sounding so crazy. All right, so let's dive in right away to the most important mindset shifts that you'll need to make in order to be successful at anything that you do. So number one, this is so important. So a growth mindset, which means basically it just means the mindset of a learner. Marie Forleo really inspired me with this one because I just went through life as a know-it-all. I felt like I had to have the upper hand of everyone because I guess in school I was smarter than a lot of kids. So then I learned that that my worth was in how much I knew. And then if I didn't know the answer, that there was something wrong with me. So I developed this know-it-all mindset where I was like, I know everything. Nobody can tell me anything. And it made it really hard for me to actually grow or open my mind to learning new things. So something that Marie Forleo taught me early into my personal development work is that learners are earners. So if you develop a mindset of lifetime learning, we don't know everything. There is no such thing as knowing everything. Even the smartest people don't know everything. There is so much knowledge to obtain in life that you'll never, and even if you do learn a lot of different things, you can't hold it all. You can't hold every single thing. So you just always have to take on the mindset of a learner and a fresh learner. So what I mean by that is don't go into things thinking, I already know this, so I don't have to listen to this. So you take like a class or an online course and you're like, well, I already know this. Teach me something I don't know. But do you know everything about it? Have you implemented everything about it? Is there just one thing, one new thing that you can pick up and learn something new from? So what is something that you can get out of it? Take that from every situation, not just every situation, but also the interactions that you have with people. What can you learn from people? What do they have to offer that you don't, that maybe is not your strength, or maybe something you don't already know about? What can they teach you? And then the next mindset shift is to learn from your failures. I talk about that a lot on this podcast, but your failures are your best growth tools. They are not your enemy. Your failures are what are going to show you what you did wrong, which will lead you to how you can do it right next time. And every single time that you fail, you're that much closer to succeeding. And this is so especially important when you're building up your dream life, because you might fail and you might think that this isn't right for me, or I'm not good enough or whatever, but no, it means that you learned something, that's going to leverage you into the next step. It's going to help you level up. So learn from your failures. Don't think of them as bad things. And that is obviously easier said than done. It took me quite a few failures to like, it's like, because failing bruises our egos so hard. So every time I would fail, I would think that like it made me look bad, or I would worry about my, you know, ego. And it doesn't really, like, let your ego, stop letting your ego run the show. The self-love course also teaches you how to do that, by the way. But once you are able to put that aside, to stop worrying about what other people think about you or what you think about yourself, and you're just able to fail, you're able to look stupid, you're able to be embarrassed, then that's where the true progress comes in. Then the next mindset shift is to follow your curiosity. So I learned this from Elizabeth Gilbert. She gave a talk on, and I'll include this in the show notes as well, but I think it was on Oprah's Soul Sessions, or I get them mixed up, but it was on one of Oprah's shows. And Elizabeth Gilbert was talking about, like, you know how there's so much talk out there of find your passion, find your life's purpose, which is, you know, what I talk about a lot, figure out what you're good at. And a lot of people feel pressure from that. So they feel like I need to find the one thing that I'm really good at, or that I'm really passionate about, and I need to follow that, or I'm going to be behind in life, and then I'm never actually going to get anywhere, and then I'm just going to die with a bunch of regrets. So in the talk that Elizabeth Gilbert gave on Oprah, she talked about following your curiosity. So instead of feeling like you have to find that exact passion, what is it that you're curious about? What is it that interests you? What is it that people really tell you that you're good at? Like for me, my curiosities were like, I've always enjoyed music and animals. I've always enjoyed, I don't know how my curiosity got me into coaching. I guess I've always been fascinated with people's minds and how they think the way that they do. And I've always been fascinated with success and how successful people get to where they are. And is it just something that they're born with, or is it something that they can learn? So I know that you're curious about something. I know that you're interested in something. So instead of feeling like you have to know all of the answers right away, just go look into what you're interested in. There's so many resources available to you on the internet. There's so many clubs that you can join, and there's so many courses that you can take to learn more about what it is that you are interested in. Then the next mindset shift is to change your scarcity mindset into an abundance mindset. This one was huge for me because I grew up in a family where we didn't have a lot of money. Going like once a month at most to McDonald's as a family was like a huge deal. That was like really cool to us. And I remember growing up and hearing my mom always say that there's not enough to go around. Like she had this attitude about successful people or rich people, and just how to me, it seemed like she felt a separation between herself and somebody that was rich or successful. So I kind of learned from her that there wasn't enough to go around, and only success is only reserved for the special people, or people who are, I don't know, who are overachievers and born that way and work really hard, or they're born into money or whatever it is. So, and then with money, I definitely learned money and food. I learned, and this is weird, for some reason, I don't know how I picked up the food scarcity mindset, because in our family, we always had enough to eat. I think I did pick up the food scarcity mindset, though, from my years of dieting, now that I think about it. I felt like there wasn't enough food because I never allowed myself to eat a lot of foods. And then when it comes to money, I learned from my mom that there is not enough, that in our family it was like there's never enough. And so it's taken me a really long time to shift into knowing that, like feeling okay that there is enough food, like I'm going to eat, I'm going to have enough to eat, that there is enough money. And this is crazy because even during times as an adult where I've felt like I can barely pay the bills and I can barely get by, that if I still had my scarcity mindset, I would have just felt fearful. But I actually felt so thankful because I was like, man, I have enough money to pay the bills. Like, that's really all that I need. And it helps me stay humble and it helps me stay grateful for the times when I have more than that. And even if you don't have enough to pay the bills, like, what can you be thankful for? Do you have enough to put a roof over your head? And how can you attract, like, how can you build up that abundance mindset to trust that there will be more money coming in? And then how can you get resourceful and find ways to get money coming in? So it's not just about like thinking. I know this is such a common misconception about the law of attraction. It's not so much about thinking, I want money. Money is coming my way. And then just like sitting there, like, no. It's helping you get into that mindset to believe what's possible for you and then to take action. Because think about it, like if you're stuck thinking, if you're just stuck in one place thinking like there's not enough money, I'm not going to make enough money to pay the bills, what are you going to do? You're going to sit in your house all month and just sit there and feel sorry for yourself, play victim of your circumstances. But if you think like, you know what? I have enough right now to pay my rent, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to find a way to get more to pay the rest of my bills. Or take it beyond that. I really want to remodel my house. So if you're in that mindset and you're thinking, I'll find a way to make this happen instead of this can't happen, think about how that will shift things for you. And then the next mindset shift is to have a vision. And use that vision to decide to set your goals, not only, but to help you decide also like who you want to become, what kind of life do you want to build. It's so important to know what is in your future, or to at least have an idea of what kind of life that you want to build. That way, not only like are you motivated to work toward that vision, but you have some clarity on what you should do next. So every day you want to ask yourself, who do I want to become? Who am I working towards? When you build a new habit or you take on something new, ask yourself, is this really helping me create the dream life? Or is this helping me become the person that I want to become? Or is this something that I kind of need to scrap and let go of and pick up something new? So write these ideas that I've brought forward to you down, and I kept this episode short because these are really powerful mindset shifts, and I don't want to take them lightly, and I don't want you to take them lightly either. And if you, again, have heard of some of them, but maybe not others, keep that learning mindset active. So maybe you have already heard of all these, but maybe you've lost touch with some of them. How can you regain touch? So journal about them. Really just ponder them for the next week. And as you continue working on the habits that you're building this month, what did you believe before this episode that you're now able to see differently? What challenged your thinking? What did I say that really like pissed you off or really kind of like irritated you and made you feel some sort of resistance? Can you dive into that resistance and ask yourself where it's coming from? Are you wanting to stay in your comfort zone? And I said something that might pull you out of your comfort zone. And again, that takes you back to the growth mindset, learning from your failures, so that even if you are pulled out of your comfort zone, that's okay, because you can fail and you can still move on from that. You can fail and you can be resilient and pick right back up where you left off. Your mindset is the most powerful tool that you have, more than anything. And I mean, that's, what book did I read? So I read this book from Viktor Frankl. Oh, maybe you've heard of it. I forget the title of it, but it really taught me about how mindset can save you, because Viktor Frankl was, he was in Auschwitz during the, I don't know if I pronounced that right, but during that time. And so he just went through a really miserable, terrible time, got separated from his family. Basically, he had nothing left but his mindset. He was being tortured, and he got himself through using his mindset. So your mindset will be with you no matter what, even if everything else is gone. So get used to setting your mindset set up in a way that promotes growth, learning, and success. And just know that you can become who you've always wanted to be, regardless of what somebody else has told you, regardless of what you grew up believing. And you can start this journey right now. And if you're still at the beginning phases of this new journey and you want some extra support, then be sure to join my weekly newsletter by visiting laurenkepler.com and signing up for my free self-love challenge, because I have an offer coming up very soon that you won't want to miss. And remember that you can strive for goals all you want, but you'll never actually change how you feel if you don't change your mindset. So for most people, the overall goal is to find happiness and fulfillment in whatever way that we're seeking it, whether it's through career, relationship, whatever. But that's the bottom line, is to feel happiness and fulfillment. Like, we're here for a reason and we feel joy while we're here. So even if you achieve everything that you've always wanted to, but you're still feeling that it's not enough, you're not going to be happy, and you won't feel like it's not enough because, or you won't feel like it's enough because, if I haven't made it clear enough yet by now, mindset is key. So the all-or-something takeaway of this episode is that your mind is going to mess with you a lot. And there will be times when you're going through the motions and you feel like you're doing everything right, but you still just don't feel happy. And those are the times to realize that your mindset habits have probably slipped through the cracks, and it's time for you to refocus. So I hope you feel inspired after listening to this episode, and I can't wait to share part 3 with you next week. In next week for part 3, we'll talk about how you can begin to take action consistently and kiss that procrastination goodbye. As we know, in the all or something way, though, it's never like fully gone, but for the most part, you can kiss it goodbye as a regular part of your life. So until then, just remember that you are enough and you are doing enough.